morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Well, cattle producers, it's day two of the Bighorn Classic coming from Sheridan, Wyoming on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, or on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be starting the sale again this morning, 8 a.m. Central Time, Superior Sunrise a half an hour before that. 188,000 head to be offered all week long between now and Friday, and that will include today yearling steers and yearling heifers from Region 3, 4, 5, and 6. That includes Texas and Oklahoma, New Mexico, Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, as well as the Southeast, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. The balance of this week, the cattle to be sold come from the western part of the United States. If you'd like more details about when a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or, as always, call 800-422-2117 for more information as well. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Oklahoma's current Attorney General, Mike Hunter, sat down with Farm Director Ron Hayes yesterday to discuss several issues related to agriculture that his office is dealing with currently. Certainly one that has drawn his attention in recent days, the return of the Waters of the U.S. rule, thanks to a decision by a district court judge in South Carolina who overturned EPA's action to delay the flawed rule from being implemented.
Yes, there was a decision in South Carolina that was troublesome, taken literally, it would have reinstated the WOTUS rule. And so what we've done is we had a case pending over in Tulsa in the Northeastern District, and we have asked Judge Egan to issue an injunction so that the WOTUS rule isn't imposed on folks here in the state of Oklahoma. There are actually 26 states that the decision in South Carolina could affect, and I think we're all moving quickly to try to enjoin the WOTUS rule from going into effect.
Hunter agrees that this rule would be damaging to the rural and larger business community in Oklahoma and wherever else it might affect people. Hunter said he shares the industry's hope that the 2015 WOTUS rule will be put to bed once and for all.
You know, the idea that a mud puddle is going to be subject to federal regulation or a farm pond just doesn't make any sense, and the rule would have actually done that.
And all of you cotton producers out there considering enrollment in the agriculture risk coverage or price loss coverage programs through USDA, you need to be aware of a few key dates coming up this fall. According to a recent release, Oklahoma producers with generic base acres on their farm planted to cotton may reassign generic base acres, update seed cotton yields, and make an ARC or PLC election with the Farm Service Agency by September 28th. For cotton farmers to be eligible, they will need to currently have generic base acres and have a recent cotton planting history or have generic base acres approved as a prevent planted commodity. If a farm has generic base acres but does not have recent planting history, the generic acres will roll over to unassigned base acres on September 28th and will not be eligible for PLC or ARC payments. The one-time election option for cotton farmers is associated with an amendment to the 2014 Farm Bill in the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2018 that added seed cotton as a covered commodity. According to a press release from the FSA, cotton farmers will have until December 7th to sign contracts for the 2018 crop year. However, because acres roll over from generic base acres to either seed cotton acres or unassigned base acres on September 28th, farmers will need to make an election by the designated rollover date. If they do not make an election but have planted cotton, then the election will default to PLC. Additional information about ARC and PLC for cotton producers is available online at www.fsa.usda.gov.
You got farm news, I'm Ron.
Oklahoma droughts gave OSU wheat researchers a challenge to create a wheat variety that holds its own in drought conditions. The result is Iba, a progeny of Duster marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Iba delivers consistently high grain yield and test weight with excellent grazing tolerance. And as you would expect, Iba plays great defense, holding its own against some of the top diseases and stresses in Oklahoma. But Iba also offers farmers high yield potential and grain that millers and bakers prefer. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.